Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The expression verbal inspiration means that the very words of Scripture came from the mind of Almighty God. The Apostle Peter does not use the term verbal inspiration, but how else can his words be interpreted? Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21. The Greek word pharaoh, translated were moved, means to be borne along or to be carried along, like the wind carries a sailboat. That word assures us that the Bible, all of it from Genesis to Revelation, came from the mind of God. Liberal theologians deny the verbal inspiration of the Scripture, but they have a hard time denying the fact that the Bible claims to be verbally inspired. Paul reminded the Corinthians that the Holy Spirit searched the mind of God to learn the deep things of God. He then told the Corinthians that the apostles had received the Holy Spirit so that they could know the things of God. Which things, he said, we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing the spiritual things with spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:10, 12, and 13. Do these verses actually teach verbal inspiration? The New American Standard Bible renders this verse, which things we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. The translators of this version add the expressions thoughts and words, but that is unquestionably the message of 1 Corinthians 2. The expression the things of God refers to the great ideas or thoughts in the mind of God. There was no possible way for men to know what those thoughts were without the Holy Spirit revealing them. The Holy Spirit has revealed in the Scriptures those concepts men needed to know to obey the gospel and to live for God. But unless those ideas can be completely trusted, they may not be of any value. Paul affirms that the apostles and other Bible writers, such as Luke, James, and Jude, were given the words they have recorded for us. The things of God did not come by man searching or meditating, but by divine revelation. Please notice what Paul said, which things we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches. If the word of God did not come as a result of man's wisdom, how did it come? It came to man by the words which the Holy Spirit teaches. Peter wrote, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. The critics sometimes respond to what I have said by arguing. But the words of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are very different. How could all of them write about Christ and use different words if they were verbally inspired? God so prepared the gospel writers that they could use their own backgrounds, including their vocabularies and styles of writing, and yet write exactly what the Holy Spirit desired. The Holy Spirit superintended the Bible writers so that their books and letters reveal in words what God wanted us to know. That is unquestionably what most of the Bible writers specifically claim for themselves. Paul told the Thessalonians, for this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which works effectually in you who believe. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. If the words of Scripture were not preserved without error, no ordinary human being would have the wisdom and the experience to decide what part of the Bible is true and reliable and what is not. Would that not leave us without any sure word from God? We thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless and keep you.